Okay, session 9, I think this is.
Yay!
Anyone want to do the little intro? Tell everyone what's happened last time?
No.
Okay, nothing happened last time. Completely fresh new game. There was no rats, no mice.
Exactly.
Some just about it, yeah. Well,
I know we took that rat out into the forest.
yeah, that was pretty much the last thing that happened, wasn't it?
Yup.
Well, going from the start, you traveled back to the apes island and helped them.
Let's see, we made our way into the rat habitat. We talked to their leader. I can't remember his name.
Fink.
Fink, yes, we talked to Fink. They actually sent Tolkien in to talk to him. Tolkien found out that he just wanted like material possessions, like weapons, food, whatnot, in order to have the rats join the resistance. The rest of the party was not okay with that because they realized he was a mercenary first and not really a true believer of the resistance. The mice said that they were pro-resistance. And at the end of the session, Tolkien found out about the cats in the cages and flipped out. And with the help of Crosby, he took a rat off into the forest.
And that is where we'll join the crew today. You have a rat that you've let out into the forest. Now what?
Yes, what are we gonna do, Crosby?
Well, first I'm gonna jump on him and beat the fuck out of him.
Okay, I
I
guess
turn.
that.
I walk slowly towards him.
I'll just.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna jump on him.
Okay, he's not expecting this, so at least you'll get a shot in before he gets to do anything. So.
Okay. Just with my fist.
Okay, so fight. Okay, you happy with that?
Yeah, and I'm gonna put 6 points in Predator.
Okay, you want to tear him apart.
Well, technically, I thought about it, and it might not kill him. It might. He's just gonna roll the roll, the trauma roll, right? Because he's a human beast. He's a mutant beast. So technically, it would just roll the. It's not an insta kill. He just gets down in the trauma roll. The 2d6.
You don't really do critical damage for unnamed NPCs, really. And you're in the middle of the forest, so he at least he will be dying if you just break him instantly.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so that is one damage from the unarmed, and then six extra damage, so seven damage.
Yep.
Oh, that was for the animal power, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I pretty much tear him apart, and I run up in the wood. And I get a new mutant power.
Nice.
So, Tolkien, you lead this rat out in the forest. Then all of a sudden, Crosby jumps and starts tearing into this one with his teeth and his claws, and just teared this rat apart. And then he just growls and runs off in the forest.
Meanwhile, Tolkien was getting some rope out of his back because he thought they were just going to tie him up.
So now you're standing there with your rope and a dead rat.
Well, you can make a fillet, maybe.
I'm aiming my gun at him.
At who?
at the rat.
He's lying on the ground dead.
He's dead. Killed him? Oh my God. All right, I'm looking for a shovel.
I don't think you're there.
Yeah, no, it
All
was just
right.
Tolkien and Crosby walked off in the woods with this dude. Yeah, let's go find a shovel and somebody to bury this dude. Or actually, is he still partial? Is he just dying? Is there any way I can do like a first aid check to keep him alive?
Yeah, I guess you could try a heal on him, see if you could save his life, but that's your one go.
Oh gosh, this is even a specialty of mine. Let's see, heal, empathy 0. Empathy is instinct, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, at least I have a decent instinct. Oh man, that's a lot of fives. I will. One success will spare him, right? Or should I push this place?
To chapter 6. Now you're doing things that you haven't been doing before.
I know! I've tried to save lives!
Death. Well, He's not dying anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good enough, I guess.
he's pretty much a bloody mess on the ground still, but...
I'll pick him up and take him to go try and find... Let's see, did we... We didn't bring Faraday with us, did we?
No, he was still at the Apes last you saw him.
I'll at least take him to the somewhere where he won't easily be scouted by the rats.
Okay, so further into the forest.
Yeah.
Speaking of Faraday, you stayed on the island just to take care of all the injured while the rest of the party continued on towards the rats. Do you want to get going as soon as you can, or as soon as you feel it?
I would have stayed enough time to make sure everyone's situated and people are more figured out. Like, you know, I had a proper count of how many apes got taken, stuff like that, and everything, so I could take those records with me in case we come across them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they can be saved and, you know, figure out about orphans and orphanages and the like.
Sweet Mother Teresa.
Yeah, you haven't gotten much sleep in the last probably 4 or 5 days. Like, half an hour nap here and there, that's pretty much it. Both you and your daughter have been pretty much constantly doing things, trying to keep all your patients alive, and there was quite a lot more of them than you have really ever been treating at the same time before. Also, at one point you were called to the prisoner and where the prisoner was held, and one of his ears was missing.
Okay. And this is Boar, right?
Yep, it was Boar. It looked like someone had taken a bite out of his ear.
Right. So of course I, you know, administer the aid that I would for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, yeah. How many days has it been now since the tragedy?
If I'm not mistaken, the rest of the group stayed for how long? Was a few days at least, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it is they left this morning, the rest of the group, to continue their mission going to the rats.
Okay, so but about like we, 3 days or so.
Yeah, something like that.
We slept one day at the outside of the rat's habitat before we came back the day after.
Oh yeah, so it's the day after.
Okay, so like 4 or so days. Gotcha.
Yeah. The more you have less and less like urgent cases where people are in a kind of an emergency care situation. Most of them have gotten well. You had a few of the more, like a couple of the more serious ones who unfortunately didn't make it. But most of them, there are a number of them who will have lasting injuries that they will have to live with the rest of their lives. But
mm-hmm.
Most of them are on the way to recovery, or all of them are on the way to recovery.
Okay.
And the lightest cases they have, they're not even under watch anymore. They're just, if there's trouble, come seek someone out. Otherwise, they're fine.
Gotcha, okay. So I want to talk to Boar about everything.
Okay. You see the one of Largo's gorillas that have been kind of taken position as being Boar's guard. His arm is broken and in a sling, but he could still probably handle Boar pretty well, considering he's a much younger gorilla compared to an elder orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of gives you a nod and opens the door for you as you approach.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll step in and I'm going to start talking to Boar. So Boar, and now that you've had some time to reflect on this tragedy you've caused us, would you mind telling me more about how you ended up in contact with them?
It was you that caused this. We didn't have any trouble before you and those things, those other ones, came.
I came simply to talk to you. There was no reason that they should have shown up or anything like that. And as we clearly found on you...
There was already a riot when I called for help.
Exactly. It's your call that brought them here.
Well, there was already a riot and everything was going so wrong already.
You know, we once were friends. We could have simply talked this out. I had tried for this. There was no reason for this recourse.
He kind of just stares at you. He looks a bit judging you, but at the same time, he also looks very, very, very tired.
Ah, yes, of course you're tired. You've just been here this whole time, wallowing in your own, you know, mistakes, as it is. Well, I've been out there trying to fix your mistakes.
Nice.
How well do you sleep when you have your life is in peril, you're being tortured and tied up in a room?
So I want to grab him and hold him up as best I can with my elderly strength as well. And being tired as shit.
Bite his under ear off.
Don't talk to me of sleep. I haven't slept since my wife was taken. I still have my family to worry about. I still had every one of you to worry about. And look where that's got us. And I'm gonna throw him on the ground.
He grunts as he lands hard, seeing as his arms are still tied, so he can't catch himself as he falls. You see the bandage around his head soak up it's a little bit fresh red that shows up in the bandage where it was didn't show up much before. It was, if there was any, it was mostly like brown dried blood.
No, I need you to understand that, as I've said, I'm trying to make things better for us. We're already in this situation, and the best you can do is help. So simply tell me what you know about the Watchers and when you started talking with them.
If you cooperate, they stay away and treat you okay. If you start trouble, they will rain down on you.
Right, and when did you get the box that let you speak with them directly?
Quite a many years ago. Never really had to use it.
Would you mind telling me that story of how you got it?
One of the Watchers had it with it when they showed up here at one point.
Right. Well then, this has been rather informative talk, and I'm sure we'll have much to talk on other points, but for now I do have work to continue.
He's kind of shuffling his feet, trying to get back to a sitting position against the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm gonna take my leave.
Okay. When have you... Do you have any plans on when you're trying to go... When you were going to go catch up with the team, or... Do you have you planned to stay here,
yeah.
Or...
Yeah, I think he just wanted to make sure everything was properly situated, and he had talked to Boar, you know, properly face-to-face, ape-to-ape. And I think with that, and from what you've said, it seems like everything he needs to do is done. So I think he's just going to go talk to his daughter and figure that out.
As you're about to leave, the gorilla outside of the house puts his one hand, the one that's not broken, on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my good man?
You should be leading us now. Why can't you stay here and be in charge? There's not much left of the council.
Perhaps, but I'm not rather confident in my abilities at this point. I've never really taken up a leadership position.
Then who do you think should be in charge then? We need to have someone.
This is quite true. This is a conundrum I shall think upon. See if I can find someone who can properly lead us.
Needs to be someone strong before...
I say a council of spider monkeys!
There will be a mandatory hide-and-seek hour a day. And as many bananas as you can eat.
As it becomes a super powerful tool against the Watchers. The hide-and-seek hours.
Every hour, or every day, in 1 hour, no apes can be found. It's just empty on the island. The Watchers are worried.
Klaise, would yes. there be any other apes that I could think of that would lead in my stead? Or is it honestly the best case that it'd be Faraday?
Well, there are a number of ones that... It's kind of hard to think about it because you've had the council. The council has been the council for quite a long time, and sure, every now and then there has someone had to replace someone who maybe got too old and frail, but mostly it's always just been the oldest ones, at least has a number from each of the...
Clace, I can't hear you anymore if you're still talking.
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you too.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, now yep. Yes.
Huh, I don't know what happened. I was holding the button. And, well, the council has been the council for a long time, and most of the time it's only been if someone got too old and too frail that it had a new one has shown up in the council, but it hasn't been that common occurrence. And there has been a number of just the oldest ones from each of the various ape kinds. There's been a specific number, I think it's 6 chimpanzees, 6 orangutans, and 6 gorillas in the council at every time. So.
Okay, so no one specifically comes to my mind though, right?
No, but sure, there are a few, but pretty much everyone is untested. You don't know how well they would work, like, under pressure being in charge. Because there's not much left of the council.
Yeah. Were they talked to? Like, how many of them completely shared Boar's views and are, you know, not really good for the apes as a whole now? Or did it seem like most of them are kind of, like, on the side that we're on now?
Well, the council has always been kind of conservative, not quick for change, but not all of them were as deep as Boar had been. Some of them had been more, but you couldn't say that any of them were like open resistance. Let's start a fight.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Some have like you had Boar's people. There was Boar, and then there was that chimpanzee seer. Those had been like the most vocal about let's not rock the boat, let's just keep everything calm and nothing bad will happen. Then you had a few ones who were more on the we really should maybe try and negotiate with the watchers or those kind of like can't we just talk to them and figure something out?
Right. Who has the radio now?
Who has the radio?
That's a good question.
Did we somehow lose it? Oh no.
I somehow suspect that it's, terrible names.
I didn't take it.
I don't know. I still feel that Hunter took it.
So if we check in your card, we're not going to find it. That's what you're telling us.
Listen. I'm not into pieces of junk that squeaks all sorts of weird noises. I'm into weapons. Like a proper gentleman. So, if you please, stop with the accusations, alright? If it's okay. A weapon, I can take care of it.
So, I'm gonna go talk with my daughter and see what her thoughts on the matter is, since she's of a younger generation, eh? Since I'm just gonna have my old man thoughts on it, and who should lead, and what I think, and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. So, you go back home to the clinic. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty crowded lately. And you come home and you find her, she's sitting in, like, her chair at her little desk, and she's asleep. Just fallen face over the desk, sleeping.
Alright. I want to go, like, into my little, I guess, kitchen sort of dealy and make up, like, some tea or some nonsense. I don't know that we'd actually have tea, but I'd like to imagine we have tea.
tea... pretty much exists everywhere. It's among the most simple warm beverages that you can make.
Yeah, that's why I figured we have it. I was just unsure.
I mean, it might be like pine needle tea.
Pine needle tea?
Excuse you, we use dandelions.
I don't doubt that I'd be able to make something since I do have, like, you know, 2 different brewing skills, so I'm sure I'd be fine in tea making.
It might not be the tea we're used to when we think of tea, but it's some sort of tea.
I'll make some tea and set it on her desk and gently rouse her.
Who's next?
We're fine for the day.
Oh, I thought there was more people coming in. I dreamt there was more people.
Yes, it's been rather busy. Sorry to put so much burden on you.
Oh, and she notices the little cup of tea and just grabs it and holds it up to her face and just inhales the, and then just breathes in the steaming before taking a sip, clutching the cup close to her.
Understand that you're tired, dear, but I did want to have a discussion with you on some matters that have come to hand.
Oh, well, what's the matter?
Seems we're in need of new leadership here, and a fellow I spoke with today had suggested myself, but I'm unsure if I'm fit to do such a thing. And I wanted to know what your thoughts on for leadership and how we should do it and moving forward.
Well, I think perhaps we need something, at least anything, for now. And we can worry about setting up something more proper later, but for now we just need something so we have a direction before people start pulling in different directions. And it will just tear us all apart if we have no direction.
I wholeheartedly agree. It seems that I might have the most seniority at this point. I think it'd be best if I stayed for a time and helped figure things out, make it more stable. Could you perhaps do me a favor then?
Oh? What's the matter?
The group I've been traveling with have headed up to the rat encamp and enclosure, and I'd like it if you could tell them that I won't be joining them for a time.
Oh, are you sure?
I feel it'd be best. I don't know anyone else I can trust to keep everything in order here while I'm gone.
Okay, so stepping out of character, what are you planning to do here now? Just, I'm curious.
I guess I would just swap characters to my daughter for now.
Okay. and you're fine with that?
Yeah. I mean, I love Faraday, and Faraday's got a lot going for him, but I feel like this is where his story arc needs to go for now. And it'll let his daughter grow, and you know, and that'll maybe help his story arc even more.
Okay.
When she eventually dies.
Wow.
Okay, so do you want to make a new character, for at least a temporary one, or?
Yeah. I guess you'll have to get me another character sheet, Dealey, and I will fill it out for her. She should be a mature ape and whatnot. And I'll, you know, for this session though, I'll play with whatever for her stuff, so she'll be fine.
Okay. Let me add another sheet for you then.
Sorry,
this was unexpected.
That.
No, I'm not complaining. It was just unexpected.
But it was this the right really cool. thing to do. But it's tough because you don't want to leave the group. So yeah.
But it's really cool that he just went with it. I don't know. I think that's what's really really cool in RPGs.
So if I can make a suggestion, I think you should instate within the monkey a sort of caste system, so that the lower caste is enslaved and works for the higher caste, and start building effigies.
Yes, it should be orangutans, and then gorillas, and then chimps, and then bonobos, and below that's just the little monkeys.
Yeah, it's like, work. I'm gonna stay here and take care of things, and it's like...
Plan becomes really horrible.
They all come back, and they're all wearing like little red armbands and marching around.
Oh, there's we're part of the Nova cult now.
There's just a freaking Statue of Liberty at a right angle in the wasteland.
They built it.
They built it at an angle.
We found a tape of our superiority. It's old.
Okay, I added another character sheet there for you.
Okay, and I'll start Crackle. Pulling that out.
You are a...
Yeah, I love it when they randomly generate those names. So, yeah, she's going to be heading to meet with them, I assume, so you can cut back to them while I guess work on the sheet and stuff.
But she doesn't know anything about the resistance, I guess.
Or she gets a very, very big info dump.
Yeah, probably.
Before she sets off. Okay, so, back to the rest of the party, where Tolkien has walked into the forest with carrying this almost dead rat. What is Hunter and... Cahoon. Yeah, Hunter and Cahoon is still left in the rat castle.
Yeah, basically, I think we looked at those cats and we thought about rescuing them.
Yep. And then Tolkien and Crosby walked out. First, they got a smaller patrol of guards to run out to search for some cats. And then they led off with this one rat that was standing guarding the cats.
Yeah, so now the coast is clear, more or less.
Well, there are still guards in the rat castle. And unfortunately, the cages are in the open courtyard.
It's nowhere clear. Also, there's guards on the entrance.
Right.
If you see, you can actually see the cages there in the corner.
What do you think we should do?
I don't care about the cats. I'm just going to head out of the rat's habitat. I guess the other two already went out, so I'm going to go out.
Yeah, I think I'll do that with you too, because it's too risky. So we're going
it's not
out.
About risky or not, I just don't care.
Oh, you don't care? So you call yourself a resistance of, I don't know, activist?
It has nothing to do with the resistance. It's a conflict between the rats and the cats. Let them deal with that themselves.
Well, you know what they say. When they came for the, when they came for the bears, you said nothing because you weren't a bear. When they came for the rats, you said nothing because you weren't a rat. But when they'll come for animals like you, there will be nobody left to talk for you. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
I don't care about the rabbits.
All right. Just planting this little thought in your head. And I'm just going, you know, letting him, like, leaving him behind. Just letting him think about his,
bigotry?
Yeah.
So as you leave the habitat, Ringo comes running up with this cart towards you. He's been staying outside. What's happening?
We're leaving. We're finished here. I think we'll just group up with the rest and we'll just go to visit the rabbits, I guess.
Oh, I saw them walk away. Are they coming back soon?
I guess so. Where did he go?
He points in a direction out in the forest. That way.
That way? What in God's earth do they have to do in that direction? All right. I guess I'll have to go and search for them. But just do me one favor. Keep that guitar silent. I don't want to hear you sing or whatever it is. All right? I've got a headache.
Oh.
And I just go into that direction.
Yeah, I'll just follow. We all go, I guess, in the forest to find our friends.
Okay. Does anyone have a good way of finding where they could have been?
I've got some scouting skills and shit like that. So.
Trying to track them down?
Yeah. What do I need to do in order to track them down?
Scouting would work. So,
found them.
Yeah, you follow them. They haven't been, like, covering their tracks much. Until you reach, there's a lot of blood here on the ground.
Holy shit, whose blood is this?
There's a big old puddle here. And then tracks leading off in two different directions.
Oh god, that's not good. Okay, I'm pulling one of my guns out in one hand, and my stun baton in my second hand. And I look at, Jeff, what's the name of your character? I always keep forgetting the names.
It's Calhoun.
Calhoun, can you guys write it down on your avatar window or whatever it's called? Because I'm always fucking up with the names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that, I guess.
So listen, Calhoun, I know they went to two different routes, but the worst thing to do right now is to split up. So I'll need you to decide where to go and we'll both go there.
Okay, well, we see that the corpse is a dead rat, I guess.
Well, there's no corpse. It's just a puddle of blood.
Okay, the corpse is not there.
Nope.
Alex, you're not Mr. Fantastic. Change it immediately.
Okay, but Clay's is the almighty GM.
So there's tracks that would be... You can see who went in what direction because there's a very big difference in what kind of tracks they leave. So apparently, Crosby took off running in one direction and... Tolkien walked off in the other direction.
Okay, so Tolkien went to a different direction?
Yep. At least that's what I think he did, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, Tolkien took the heavily wounded rat, not completely dead, and he went off into the woods.
Yeah, he went deeper into the woods.
To find a secure place to hold this dude.
While Crosby just took off into the nearest trees.
I mean, you can probably still hear him attacking trees.
So, Cahoon, where do you want to go?
I guess we're going to go after Tolkien.
All right. It looks like there's been a struggle here, so you better arm yourself if you have anything.
Yeah.
And if you want me to keep that club for you, it'll be safer.
No, it's okay. It'll be safer if I keep it in my hand and I can defend myself with it.
All right.
This is scary. What happened, do you think?
Well, they played backgammon and somebody got really, really pissed off, and that's what happens. So, yeah, that's what I think.
He just stares at you for a few seconds, just like with this odd kind of weirded out expression, like, what? And then, you're kidding.
Yes, I'm kidding you. So, let's go.
All right, so we're... Yeah, I guess I can scout for that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep, you see. And you also spot, after a while, some blood drops along the way that Tolkien has walked.
Okay. So I guess it's definitely the way we want to go.
All right.
And after a while, depending on how far do you want to take him into the forest?
I mean, after a while, I'm going to stop and just continue to try treating his wounds.
Okay.
I mean, I could use mud to clean those out, right?
Well, technically, there's not much you can do more, like, mechanically in the game.
Did Faraday keep the med kit?
I'm pretty sure Faraday kept the med kit.
Why didn't he give it to his daughter?
he might have given it to his daughter. I mean, you know.
It would make sense if he keeps it, because there's more wounded over there. But
Although, it is a much more compact way of... with medicine to carry with. At home, he can use the more cumbersome things. Like, that's it's true. Easier to brew things, healing things at home than on the road.
That is true.
Okay, so after a while, you find Tolkien sitting over, reapplying the bandages he put over this rat.
Hey, guys! What the hell happened?
Well, Crosby went farther than I thought we were gonna go.
Oh.
His instincts got the best of him.
Oh.
So, where is he now?
He went the other way.
By the way, did you roll how long he would be?
Yeah, 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay, so you find yourself now.
Oh, it's hours, it's not days?
Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's hours. It depends on what you roll.
Just follow the trail of dead sharks.
So you come to, like, you start, your head starts clearing from all these baser instincts, and you're...
Don't I need to be healed? Until someone heals me.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're running around still. finding a nice safe hole to live in.
Where the hell will we find him now?
A good question. My goal is to keep this rat alive.
Why?
Because there's not a large population of any of us. Do you guys not understand that?
Yeah.
My people are the closest to extinction. Sure, the rats have an advantage, but it's not a great one. Not with the Watchers. And I don't want to watch us killing ourselves when the Watchers are doing such a good job of it already.
Yeah.
And he'll go back to tending the rats.
I guess you're right. We need to find him quick before somebody else will find him, like the dogs.
But I have no ways of healing Crosby. Well, I have zero in heal, so I guess I could just roll my base die.
Mm-hmm. You roll instinct.
Okay, yeah, I guess we can go find him. So
yeah, do we need to roll for scout again?
Yep, trying to track him down. So who's going? Tolkien is staying.
I'm doing that.
Yeah,
actually. You know what? He'll get the rat ready to be moved, and he'll probably start heading back towards the rat colony with us, dude.
And how are you going to explain that the rat got injured?
Oh man, Hunter got lost.
How am I going to explain what happened to this rat?
Yes.
I won't. I'll give him to the guards. They already think there's cats outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Good call.
But he needs medical treatment that I can't provide out here in the woods.
All right, so you do that, and we'll go for a little scouting.
You can put them in my cart, says Ringo.
Yeah,
you sure your wheel won't fall off again?
No, look, see. And he points to the wheel that he's been, like, tinkering on during the evenings. It doesn't really turn that well anymore, but it looks like it's fairly secure on.
So Ringo is going to go back to the rat's habitat?
Nice use of glue.
He's willing to help Tolkien get the rat back.
Okay. So I can scout too?
Yep.
My scout failed. I can push it, but I don't know. Let's see what you got. And
so I have one success.
Is it enough? I don't think so. I'm going to push mine too. Crap.
But is one enough?
Is Alex there?
Yep.
Oh, I saw your elbow. That's pretty much what I see. if you could roll me like sneak, and we can set that up as a base. How well has he found a lair?
I don't even see Alex's webcam, so I guess I'm the one that's.
You could just try to, like, an F5 to update. Sometimes that helps. Yeah.
Okay.
I see Alex is leaning forward, touching himself.
Okay, it works now.
Alright, so can we find him with one success, or...?
I just want him to roll a sneak to see how well hidden of a lair he has found.
Good.
Okay, so one is enough.
Actually, it makes sense.
whoa. How many times are you trying to push that?
No, I'm joking.
So yeah, you can follow his tracks. He hasn't been very good about trying to hide his tracks. He's been mostly like, but it's not a very straight path. He's been running around like circles and crossing his own path several times and peeing on things.
So like he normally does.
But you see between these rocks, there's a little hole, and you're pretty sure he's crawled down in between those rocks.
I'm calling his name. Where is that stupid animal? Come on, where are you? Get out. Do I hear anything?
Alex?
Am I healed? I think I'm just rah!
No, you're not healed. You need someone to.
Just heals that thing.
I'm going forward towards where the sounds of the growling comes from. Slowly, you know, putting my weapons in my backpack. Hey, Crosby. Hey, you stupid fuck. Do you want to drink some water? And I'm just, you know, giving him some water in my hand.
This strange thing is coming forward, cornering you in your lair.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to growl.
I'm throwing water at him, you know, letting him know that he should drink it. Come on, drink it. You know you want to.
But is water considered healing?
Well, I don't know. It'll help, for sure.
I'm going to ignore the water and pretty much back off to the wall.
Oh, crap. Cajun, do you know what we should do with that guy? Come on, look at him.
Yeah, I guess we have to physically give him the water or heal him.
Physically.
You kind of need to catch him and
emotionally support him.
Calm him down.
All right, so what? I'll try. I have I don't have any fighting skills or shit like that. What can I do? Like, can I comprehend how to just catch him and do it?
You could perhaps try and dominate him.
I have no domination whatsoever.
Same for me.
But I can't make some kind of a rope trap and just tie him like a lasso.
Okay.
Maybe.
That I would say would be like hunting. So something that Cahoon would be. He's an experienced hunter. He could probably make some trap.
You're an experienced hunter, Cahoon. You should have thought about that idea.
Yeah, I guess we could, or I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna go to Crosby. I'll just pick him up, or I don't know if he's gonna slash at me or something, but I'm just gonna pick him up and trying to calm him down.
I'm stepping back, putting my hands on my chest, you know, trying to see if I have popcorn in my backpack, because this is going to be interesting.
So how is the cornered Crosby acting when this other thing is now coming close and is trying to get its paws on him?
I'm gonna maul him.
Okay.
Well, you should probably talk. That's not the way to go.
No, but is it gonna calm you if I talk? I mean, you're wild right now, so.
Hey, but you touched me. That's a problem.
Calm down, calm down. It's your friends. We're here to save you.
It seems Crosby bites your hand.
Okay.
So you take one damage.
Crap.
Maybe okay. Maybe you could lure him with some food.
But I don't have any grubs left, so I don't know if you have any food left. Concrete?
Yeah, I think I have something. I have like one grub left.
Okay, I can hunt after that, so I can get food for everyone.
Cool. So I'm giving him one grub.
Okay, so I take the grub and put on the stick, and I'm just trying to remotely feed him the grub.
Trying to get him to move out of the hole he's in.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes, well, I guess.
He's going to be like sniffing the air and interested by the grub because of his baser instincts. And if he can get the grub, he's gonna bite it down.
Yeah. So he's eating.
Yeah.
Maybe you can slowly move a little closer to him, closer and closer, but slowly, not to scare him. And just
while he's
calmly talking to him.
Yes. Calm down. Calm down. And I don't know. Do we have to do a heal?
Yeah, you have to do a heal check.
Okay. I'm not really good at that, but I can try. Oh, nice.
Very good.
Nice.
So after Crosby has eaten, and he seems to kind of accept that you're closer to him now, and he lays down a little bit tired after eating, and just relaxes, and then suddenly his thoughts are starting to come back more and more. Crosby is starting to be able to form like a cohesive thought pattern that is not just eat, find somewhere nice to dig down, eat again, sleep. So it takes perhaps like 20-30 minutes since you started feeding him until you feel like you could probably be in control of yourself now.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
You almost killed that rat.
What rat?
The rat you attacked. It puts us in danger.
The guard?
Yeah.
Did you see what the guard did to those cats?
I don't know. Do you think that he was the one who did it?
Oh, he's sure enjoying himself in their misery.
Oh well. It's what's done been done. All right, let's go back. We know the way back?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we seem to be running out of food, so I should hunt for a while and share my food with you guys after. So we can meet up at the rat's habitat, and I'm going to hunt for a couple hours.
Okay, roll for it. All right. Meanwhile, we pop over to Tolkien, coming back to the rat castle with Ringo and a very injured rat, unconscious rat.
So I got one success, which is 1d6 rations.
Yep.
Guards!
The guards look up from... Apparently they were sitting playing some game or something in front of the gate. They look up at you.
Six, nice.
We went out looking for those cats and one of my friends fell to his baser instincts. He ended up mauling this poor rat.
Your friend
did that?
You weren't
gonna say that.
Yeah, no, he went ballistic. His animal instincts went into activation. It happens.
Will he be? Will he come back here?
I have no idea. He ran off into the woods.
Oh, if he comes back, he comes come back here. If he comes back here, we'll take care of him.
You tell me you haven't flipped out.
Well, look what he did to poor whatever. How does the rat name? The rat's name.
Shithead.
Where's the rat names? Rats. Look what he did to poor Vivaldi.
I mean, I told Vivaldi to get away from him. This isn't the first time that's happened. Really, he wasn't listening to me that much.
Well, you'll find a nice place to calm down in one of the cages if he comes back here.
I'll let him know.
And then the other one, the one that wasn't talking to you, kind of shouts something in through the gate, and after a while, a couple, like a hamster and a rat comes out and proceed to take this rat and carry him inside. You should come in and stay here.
Why?
Can't be safe with that thing out there. You stay here tonight.
No, I don't think I will.
I insist.
You do realize that my people are sovereign wanderers. I've been chased by a lot worse. And you don't have authority over me, and I'm going to dominate this asshole. Like, I will stare him down.
Okay.
So, what benefits does he get for being here?
Well, he definitely has the advantage of number of people. That's dominate. Shoot, fight, force, baby. Dominate.
I'm really sad that my rank doesn't count for anything. Having rank 9.
So there, and just flipping through this book. There and there. He's got more people on his side. He's got -1. He's got more people. That's pretty much it.
Okay, so that's just -1 skill?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You don't want to push?
No, I'm good.
fine. But
remember, my people are free. And then you'll just walk off into the woods.
You storm off, and then you hear this, like, squeaking and kind of metal on metal as Ringo comes after you, kind of half running with his cart to keep up.
Oh, Ringo, they didn't detain you. Good for you.
That was so impressive. Wow.
There's a reason my people avoid contact with the others.
That's probably for the best. Otherwise, you would probably be in charge of everyone. Wow. He's really impressed by you. He thinks you would probably be the rulers of all the other animals if you guys didn't keep to yourselves.
Now we need to find Cosby.
Yes. We should go in with our
Cosby.
Mission.
Cosby.
Cosby.
Cosby sounds better, I think. I'm a rapist. Blackish. Alleged black that thinks he's funny. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a good name for you.
But yes, Crosby.
Okay, so Christian, how's it going with your new character?
Going all right, still working on stuff.
Okay.
The question still stands. Does he have skull calipers?
Okay, is it ready enough that you can
start?
Yeah,
I got skills and abilities, so I can do stuff.
Yeah. So, when does Barb, or Barbosa, what does her dad say to her, other than that she needs to catch up with his friends?
Well, she's going to be free to, you know, choose her own path once she gets there and whatnot, but pretty much she's just supposed to go tell them the situation with Faraday.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains, you know, about some of the greater dangers out there to, you know, watch out for the signs of the land sharks and other such things like that, and pretty much all the, you know, little things that he's learned on his grand adventures. And he's gonna give her a lot of the stuff he had. So she does not have the potion brewing skill like he does. She's mm-hmm. a surgeon. So, I forget that the healers get that. I forgot to give her that skill. Uh-oh. That might be a problem later. I'll work on that.
So what does he tell her about the resistance?
He explains to her, the grander strokes of it, the main causes, the leadership people like that, like Trufal, and about the helicopter, and what they're trying to do, that sort of stuff. More broader strokes, because I don't think there's specifics that he can really get into with it.
And what does she think about all this? Is she on board with the resistance, or is she?
I think from what was stated previously, I think she would be on board with a lot of those sorts of ideas. She doesn't strike me as the kind of person that's totally down for all the.
Well, she did lose her mom fairly recently. Yeah. It's been a few months now, but still.
It's a great incentive.
Along with that, and her personality just doesn't really mesh well with that. She's got kind of a good sense of justice and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good at seeing the injustice and, wanting to do stuff like that,
Okay.
Be active.
So when does she take off to?
Probably after having been all packed up and everything, probably a bit later in the day, sometime in the afternoon, I would assume.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is roughly around the time Crosby was out running in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
They find her dead body. Like, shit, what'd you do?
So how does she proceed? I'll switch to the big map.
Okay.
What kind of path does she take to get over to the rats?
Rats.
They're pretty much north of the apes.
I think she'd pretty much take the most direct route, just going through the tree line. Just, hopping from tree to tree.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out in the trees and stuff, since her family's all orangutan and everything, and they're pretty good with trees.
And she's a bit more spry than her old
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Than her aged gentleman father.
Okay,
so, she'll probably hop from tree to tree going through.
Is she going to be moving, trying to get there quickly, or...
She probably feels that there's some sense of urgency, but there's really not, so she'd be moving at a much quicker pace than, standard day walks.
Okay. Just going to do one thing here. This is the hard part about push to talk, when you need to flip through several books at once and hold down a button.
I swapped over to the voice activation. Seemed like an easier option for me.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Now I can.
So, on your way there, see that, and okay. So on your way there, it's starting to become evening. The sunlight is starting to dim a little bit. It's not dark yet, but it's on its way. You feel that. It would probably be dark when you get there, but it wouldn't be dark for very long. You're getting pretty close. If you keep the speed up, it might take you 4 to 5 minutes to an hour to get there. So the sun will probably be down in like half an hour. So it's probably
that incentivizes that. So she'll go for that.
But as you're swinging, you notice. Some sounds and you see some movement in the forest below you.
She'd probably stop and I guess try and scout it.
Okay.
Do you have a spare daughter just in case?
No, I don't. Okay, if something happens to this one, I'll just make a new character from a different tribe.
Well, something happens, but we'll see what kind of thing that happens. There can be many things that happen. Some good, some bad. So roll me scout to sit still here and try and figure out what it is. Do you want to push?
I feel like I should. Might be a mistake, but I'll go for it.
You're rolling scout to see.
Okay, so you take one hit there. But you see it looks like an orangutan that's moving in the forest. Kinda just slowly walking forward in a straight line, not looking up. Or anything, just in a straight line, kind of crossing your path.
Hmm. Would I recognize this orangutan?
It's a little bit hard seeing straight from above, and the light is starting to dim. So you can't really tell who it is, but it definitely looks like an orangutan. Like, you can recognize the fur color and the shape.
Okay. Do they look wounded or any of that sort of stuff from my vantage point?
Well, there's no obvious, like, limp or anything like that, but they're just kind of slow paced, just passing.
It's like stealth, right, to try and get closer and check it out more?
Yep.
Sneak, that's what it's called, okay. I don't have super great sneak, but we can try it.
Sneak, stab.
Success.
Okay, so you get nice. you get closer, you move through the treetops a little bit in front, and then you slide down, so you're in position as she passes, and yeah, and as you get closer, you see it's not all orangutan. There are, like, both the legs are some kind of black metal. There are, along the spine, there are, like, metal bits sticking out of the fur. One of the eyes is this glowing red thing. But what is worse is, you now recognize this ape. It's your mom.
Oh, nice.
I'm so conflicted right now. It's clearly a fucked up, like, cyborged ape version of my poor mother.
Yep.
But it's still kind of my fucking mom.
Oh, God.
I don't know what to do.
The horror.
It just seems to be kind of meandering towards, like, the ape habitat.
Yeah. It's kind of moving in that direction. Slowly in a straight line.
How far am I from the ape habitat now, like, distance-wise? I kind of need to know if it's over a mile for a warning call?
Yeah, it's probably over a mile. You've been traveling for a few hours, so yeah.
That means I can't just do a warning call and have to say fuck that. I feel like I can get away if I need to.
As she gets closer, you hear, like, with every movement of her arms and legs, there's this whirring sound.
I think I'm just gonna have to write off that that's clearly not my mom, and hope my papa can take care of that. It's not great. Not great at all. Not really a combat character. I don't want to try and get into a fight with a goddamn cyborg orangutan. So I think I'm going to note that and move on to try and meet up with these resistance people.
Let her pass, and as soon as she's far enough out of your way, keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I unfortunately have no clue what kind of cyborg capabilities my cyborg mom could have.
Well, you arrive nearby the rat habitat. It's a bit later than you would have wanted, since you were kind of stuck waiting there for a while. It kind of gave you another 15-20 minutes on the path, and it was hard to keep the same pace with this thing, like, in the back of your head. But you arrive near the clearing around the rat habitat, and I think you guys were kind of camped in the forest outside, weren't you?
Yeah.
After a couple hours of hunting, I'm gonna go back to the rat's habitat.
Oh, that's pretty much around the same time then.
Okay.
The rest of the party, would you have been doing anything special?
I'm cleaning my weapon.
Crosby's probably a little bit tired.
Yeah.
It's been a busy day running around peeing on trees. So,
hey guys, I got food! And I come back with rabbits. I don't know.
I drop everything, look at him, then I, like, in a shocked face, I realize that I dropped my precious weapons. So I quickly put them in my backpack and I run to him and I say, anything for me?
Yes. I have six all right. So I can share it with everyone.
Excellent.
Barbossa, you kind of see you guys have a campfire or something outside or in your little campsite?
I guess.
So you see this fire outside in just a bit outside the rat castle in the forest. So it's definitely outside of where the rats would kind of be, but still fairly close.
I mean, that makes sense for resistance people, right?
Probably, maybe. Who knows what the resistance people do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go check
maybe
it out.
Maybe they sleep in trees.
Yeah, I mean, at least it means there's people that I can talk to and ask if they've seen who I'm looking for, so.
Yeah, and you've seen a few of these before. You've at least seen Tolkien, because he was friends with your dad before.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you saw the other ones when they were in... You probably at least saw them in the camp after everything went to shit.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll go check that out.
Okay, are you sneaking up or are you just stomping in?
Yeah, I'll sneak up just to, you know, get a bearing of it so I don't just wander into some random people's place while they're, you know, doing cannibal murder rituals or something.
It's a number of watchers sitting around a campfire toasting marshmallows.
Right, exactly.
There's a drone with a stick and a marshmallow.
I didn't make it, whatever.
Well, at least we know they have hobbies.
They're singing campfire songs. There's a lot of beeping and whirring. That's their campfire songs. So, the rest of you guys, you hear something in the dark outside the camp. Some, like, a branch that cracks.
Okay, so I turn around and I'm trying to be ready if something was going to attack us.
Meaning, like, you put a rock in your sling, or?
No, I'm just cautious. I'm just gonna check and be on guard if something was going to happen. But anyway, the trees, are we in the forest, so it's really close to us?
It's fairly close to you. If I'm not mistaken, you guys were, like, in the forest. There's a clearing around the rat castle itself. Because, well, it's natural. When they need firewood, they're lazy. They grab the closest tree and cut it down. Also, you kind of want to have a clearing around your house so you can see if anyone comes close. But there's a forest, and from what I understand, you guys have been, like, in the forest to have a little bit of shelter from everything, and far enough that no one can overhear you just from the castle.
Okay.
Anyone else reacting to something making sounds in the forest?
I'm basically picking up my guns, making sure that they're ready, and I'm following Calhoun. He kind of knows how to scout and track and hunt and shit.
No, we're not going anywhere. It's someone's getting close to us.
Oh, crap. We better fucking run?
But we don't know what it is yet.
We could be hosts, hospital hosts.
I'm just waiting to see what it is.
I'm aiming my gun at it. You know, just to be sure, one can never know.
Okay. What does everyone do? How does this scene progress?
Well, if I spot people I recognize, I'll come out of the, you know, brush and not be a weirdo.
Okay, so this orangutan comes out from the trees.
I'm standing. All right, it's nothing. Do I recognize it? Him? Her?
Maybe. Would you?
I don't know.
Your friend's daughter that's been one of the two healers among the apes?
Oh, it's a female monkey?
Tolkien will know Barbosa.
It's a female monkey?
Ape, but yes.
Stop drooling.
Holy shit. I'm like cleaning myself quickly, you know?
Licking sure your paw and smell. Fixing your...
Yeah, exactly, you know? And I'm moving towards her and I say... How you doing?
Been better. You guys do know my father Faraday, correct?
Correct.
Oh, you right. You and my father were like the best of friends ever. So, are you into guns and shit?
Sure look like him.
I just go back to cooking food or whatever we were doing.
Right, so I kind of have... two important things to tell you guys.
One is that you're single, and the other one is...
Did anything happen to Faraday?
No, my dad's okay. He's just not going to be joining you guys for a time. It seems that he's kind of now in charge of the apes.
That's very disappointing. His assistance was crucial to our movement.
So he sent me to tell you guys that, and the other thing is I kind of ran into something on my way here.
What do you mean, something?
Something, it's someone.
I'm still on the fence on that. It kind of was my mom, but wasn't. And yeah, she's gonna relay the encounter. How she, you know, spotted an orangutan, while she was jumping through the trees and, you know, went down to check it out and saw that it was this monstrosity of, you know, flesh and machine.
How far back was that?
And she'll, you know, tell him how far back it was, like, you know.
About an hour's travel from here.
Any chance we could catch it, you think?
But it was going at a pretty stable pace, right? Like, we could maybe outpace it, but it doesn't.
I know a guy that can outpace him.
Well, it's an hour from here, but it gets the attention of Kevin for sure.
Can I make a comprehend roll to know about these abominations? Like, this isn't the first time the Watchers have made these, right?
No. This happens every now and then. Sometimes an animal comes back after being taken, like, different, kind of like Cahoon. And sometimes they come back, but it's kind of just a shell. It's part of their body. It's not them anymore. It's part of their body and part Watcher.
But they don't put them back in their habitats.
No, they kind of just roam around. But there's usually no trace of who they were.
Clay, do you think there's a chance we could catch it? We could catch up on it before it reached the ape's habitat.
Maybe.
With his fleet-footed, my instinct, and yada yada.
Oh, but fleet-footed. I cannot use fleet-footed for an hour.
Gives you a running start.
Well, and it would also only be him. Well, maybe you have a chance to catch up, but it would be you would have to be running through the forest at night, pretty much, to
but
catch up.
It was an hour ago, so we can assume that it's now 2 hours away from us. So it's kind of far. We have to outrun the mechanical ape.
And I actually agree with you.
It has 2 hours at start from us, so...
Oh, Tolkien, you know who the mother is. It's someone you had contact with before. So, and you saw her being taken.
She's already dead. What they've done with her body, the abomination they've made, it'll wander until some predator devours it. It's a waste of our time.
Good bedside manner there. Great bedside manner.
I know.
But she's probably spying for the Watchers now, so...
As is every other girl. Watcher.
Yes.
Is this really the next mission we want? We could follow down 100 of these identical leads.
We should put it out of its misery.
We're talking.
If we wander upon one, yes.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's worth it to catch her. If we ran into her again in the future, we can do that. But right
guys,
now,
come on. What are you saying? It's like someone we know and she's suffering. You wanted to walk away from those cats. You only think about yourself. I don't know what you're doing in this fucking resistance.
What? You wanted to walk away from the cats?
Yeah, that's why we didn't do anything. The cats and the cages.
I don't care about the cats.
I'm going to go to the cats' habitat. Talk to them about these.
No, it's too late. We need to focus. We need to put this animal out of its misery. And just, I don't know, move on to the rabbit's habitat as soon as possible after that.
We have to stay focused on our mission. We have to see the big picture. The cats and the rats conflict right now is not the big picture.
When we need them to work together against the Watchers, it will be part of the big picture. But if we need to go to the rabbits, then we'll go to the rabbits.
If we walk away from our humanity to fight the Watchers, how are we different from them?
We aren't.
Clay's.
Yes.
How much of a problem would it be for you if some would go to the cat habitat and some would go to the rabbit habitat?
It wouldn't be a problem, but it would be, well, as a split party, there would be going back and forth between the two groups.
Yeah, and it's not safe.
Oh, that I don't care. Safe, I don't care. Nothing is safe.
Tolkien really wants to go to the cat habitat and find out their side of the story.
Same. Maybe we should do that by coming back from the rabbits.
Well, it's much closer than the rabbits is the problem.
Except there's the Western Forbidden Zone.
Oh, that's its own adventure. Besides, we can go around that, right?
You could, yeah.
Yeah, it's all up to you, guys, what you want to do.
Maybe we should focus on the rabbits. Maybe Cahoon is right.
I don't know. I am interested in the little plot between the cats and the rats, but I don't know.
What is he, a rabbit or hare?
Hare.
So the hare that bit off a monkey's ear and doesn't care about other things is right. Okay.
I don't know. Listen, we stroll around for a long time. The situation is dire. We need to make like a really fast, significant move right now. And maybe the rabbits is the best shot we have.
Sounds kind of like the party should split up. I'm saying this out of character because I don't think I have enough information in character to make valid arguments or points. But I know for a fact, like, if my character knew about the rat and cat thing, that my character is not going to let that go.
Well, it's kind of known that there is a war going on. It's not a high intensity war between them, but mostly a skirmish war that if they run into each other, they fight, and that has been going on for a while.
Like I said, my character has like a deep sense of justice, and she's kind of a bleeding heart. That's kind of why she took to her father's profession.
We might not be able to save the cat by ourselves.
By the way, I'm not taking part in the argument. I'm just cooking the meat at the fire, and I'm just listening to your conversation. But I'm not actively talking with you.
Yeah, I'm leaving it completely up to you guys' hands. You decide what you want to do.
There's only so much we can do for the cats, which are starving right now. Unless they actively... What? Do we know why they're starving?
Because they're not being fed.
What do you mean fed? Everyone else is hunting their own food.
Well,
they're in a cage.
No, I mean the actual cats.
Oh, no. No, we don't know what's going on with them. Well, I want to go find out.
That kind of settles it for my character. If that's like a literal thing you said in character, that's an occurrence, then she's totally on board and she wants to go help.
Well, what could we do is the problem.
I mean, if they're starving,
do we know Clay's why they're starving?
And whatnot.
You're not entirely sure exactly why they're starving.
As far as I know, there's a forest with game to the west of them. For fuck's sake.
Well, you know the dogs, they get food delivered to them.
Oh.
Some other habitats also get food, but not enough food to feed everyone, but like they get supplied with some food.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, several habitats actually, like, they get a little bit of food, but they have to hunt and stuff as well.
Yeah. Do we know how it gets delivered?
Well, the watchers drop it off.
Aerial drone, eh?
No, it's usually ground.
That would have been too easy.
Okay, that's a different story. So you're saying that the watchers don't deliver food to the cats, maybe?
You don't know, but maybe.
So unless we work out a deal with another habitat, I'm saying this out of game, I don't think, like, what could we do to help?
Well, we don't know the situation, so we have no fucking clue. Mm-hmm. Like, if we go there and they're starving because they're just not being brought food, we teach them to fucking go hunt their own goddamn food, and then they're not starving anymore.
It's not a recent problem.
I don't think cats.
It's been
like
that for a while.
Yeah,
I don't think cats survive.
Not know how to. I think they would know how to hunt. I'm all up for finding out why.
Saying we don't know the situation, so we really can't figure out, you know.
I'm just thinking we should get in contact with the rabbit as close as possible so that we can get resistance operations set up quickly.
And send like these are two things a messenger or some nonsense. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Send him as, you know, someone to go check shit out before we get there and we try and deal with the cat stuff and then hurry to go to rabbits.
Well, if we need to do this rabbit situation, Ringo.
I mean, I don't know why there's a time thing for the rabbits, right? There really isn't. It's more that the cats are themselves starving, and they're a source of, you know, people that can fight in our goddamn resistance that will end up dead. We kind of need animal bodies.
Well, it's not a recent problem. They've been starving for a while. It's not they're about to die any day. Like,
and the reason why you want the rabbits is it's only partially for the manpower, but the other reason is they are already at war with the Watchers. They're in an open war against them. They're fighting them already. And the rabbits have guns. They have explosives. They know how to make explosives.
So the old clan is against the Watchers?
Yep.
Oh yeah,
they're not in a like a little guerrilla. They're in an open war. They're fighting the Watchers.
Oh, so I think it's important to go get the rabbits.
So that's why you kind of want them, because partially the manpower and partially they're experienced fighters.
They're already fighting, and the only thing that we really get out of it is weapons. So
I think,
like, we're better off getting more people that aren't already openly part of it. Like, yeah, they're already fighting. There's no point.
They're already fighting, but they're not cooperating with the resistance. They're fighting their own thing.
If we do if we coordinate, it would be way more efficient. Problem is that the only people that could talk to them is Tolkien and maybe Barbossa, because we're gonna be shot. It's as simple as that. They're not gonna like it. They're not gonna like us. They have a disdain for meat eaters.
And he said weapons. So concrete.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I say we should split.
Listen, no. Listen. There are weapons at the rabbit's habitat.
Weapons they're gonna use. Go. Is there a hatred for carnivores is known? Or am I just
Yeah.
They're gonna use those weapons against us.
No, they won't. They'll share it with us. Come on. It's like, come on. Weapons.
Yes, they'll share lots of bullets with you.
If you think carrot gobblers are going to share weapons with you, you're crazier than I was a few hours ago.
Well, Calhoun can, you know, make the connection and everything. So, yeah. So what kind of weapons do they have?
I don't know about making a connection. As much as I want to go to the rabbit's habitat, they don't really like me. I'm not gonna be welcome there.
So even your own.
Oh, that's right. Didn't
you
get like banished or some shit?
Yeah. Why don't you share with us why exactly you're living with the rats instead of rabbits?
Well, I was kidnapped by the Watchers, and they did some experiments on me, and they put me back in the habitat. But usually, people taken by the Watchers are not really welcomed back. So, yeah, that's what happened. So they banished me from the clan. I'm not part of the clan anymore. So I've been living outside of the rabbit habitat since then.
I'm frowning.
Can I do sense emotion?
Sure. Why not?
I feel he's leaving something out.
Such an innocent face.
At the campfire.
Well, I'm cooking the meat right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can roll, you can roll dominate.
Like I said, eating meat right now.
No, I'm cooking the meat. Anyway, it's okay. Like, yeah, you have the talent of herbivore to not eat meat. Well, so I don't have that, so I guess I eat meat. But
there's a slight difference. The herbivore allows you to just grab things out of, like, you can eat leaves and everything like that. You can be a herbivore and not have the herbivore animal ability.
Oh, okay.
But then you would have to eat like food vegetables and things like that. You can't just subsist on leaves and grass.
Okay, I understand. So it's weird that
so when he goes hunt, can he go hunt for like vegetables and stuff?
Yeah, I guess he could make traps for vegetables.
Not that trap, but like fight. Because it makes no sense for him to be a hunter, really.
Well, it doesn't quite make sense. You haven't heard of rabbit hunters. They don't have, like, hunting parties or...
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's cooking meat.
Yeah, he's cooking meat.
There's a reason he's really unsettling Tolkien.
So, yeah.
Just over there cooking and stirring the pot, like... like the fucking John Connor clip.
Exactly. And everyone's just getting these light bulbs, like, wait a minute. Wait a minute here.
I mean, Tolkien's been wary of him, and he specifically went out and hunted for rabbits.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's just the dumb rabbits, okay? I mean, that's not weird at all. Super weird. But, so I'm still super down in character and out of character for cats.
If they need me to take care of the rabbits, I will have to go that way, but I want to go the cat direction.
I also want to go to the cat direction, but also I need Concrete to be safe. Even though he's an idiot that's going to walk in the rabbits and get killed.
So
our only hope is Tolkien, because he's not a meat eater, and he can talk to them and dominate them or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's kind of unfortunate that I took Faraday off the table.
Well, the rabbits don't automatically kill meat eaters.
No, but you get the point.
Yeah, they're not going to be very trusting.
If we want to split the party, we could split it. Barbossa and Crosby go check out the cats, and Tolkien will go with the others to the rabbit's habitat.
Since if you want.
Yeah, we can do that.
Though I'm going to go out of Hunter. Completely out of character here. And
are you
going to
go out of character, GM?
Yeah, like give you a hint on the future. What is going to happen among the rabbits, there will be danger there. It will be a dangerous part of the mission.
I kind of figured it would be.
Just a warning. I still let you guys do what you want, but I feel like I should give you that one warning.
All right. Well, I got a bad feeling about this.
I always have bad feelings.
Maybe Tolkien doesn't change anything. Maybe Tolkien should have visions of like Roe and of him, of like them dying in the rabbits or something, or being in danger.
Guys, that's our mission. Come on.
There's a red light just going across the meadow.
All right. You always say that.
Only because we promised Truffaut. But as far as this is done, coming back for those cats in the cages, and I will lay waste to all the rats that aren't getting my way.
Okay. So, have you guys decided on anything now? Or
we shouldn't split.
Do you say should or shouldn't?
Should not. Definitely.
Then get
not.
On the cat train, because. I think we're set in stone on that.
All right, I'll come with you. Just because I care for the cats in any specific way. Maybe they have guns, so...
All right, so we go to the cats and then we go to the rabbits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
If you go to the
rats... try and settle whatever beef they have with cats and rats and stuff.
So listen, Cahoon, what type of weapons do the rabbits have?
I don't know the answer to that of game, so maybe Clayce, you can...
They have like guns and explosives.
Yep.
Hmm.
Like very interesting. Laser rifles or
no
laser gun? Rifles.
No, they have things that go boom.
Okay.
Like specifically in their ends.
If you all go to the cats, I'll follow along. But I really don't want to go to the cats. I'm not gonna go to the rabbits alone. It's useless. I'm gonna follow to the cats, but I don't think it's a good idea.
So listen, Barbossa, so you've been single or what? Or something like that?
Yeah, kind of just been focusing on my profession, you know?
Career.
Being a working lady.
Oh, yeah, I can appreciate that. Wow, nice. So your father never mentioned you to me. It's kind of weird. Because me and your father, we're like best of friends since like forever, you know? I really like your father. He's like an amazing, amazing person.
You're right, that is kind of weird.
It's almost as if he didn't want you to know about her.
Shut up, Tolkien! I'm talking to you! Piece of shit. Listen, so what would you like to go out sometime and eat something? Like, I think I have a banana here somewhere.
God damn it.
I think you should roll sense emotion just to see like if you have a chance or something.
If he wants to roll sense emotion, he can.
Tolkien will just... Oh gosh, we need to have the talk about interspecies relationships and why that's not an okay thing.
Well, anyone who wants to sense emotion, feel free to do it. To try and figure out what everyone is feeling about this.
I'm still cooking meat at the camp.
Tolkien's just gonna walk. Which right. way are we? Did we decide we were going? Were we going to the hares? Yeah.
We're going to the cats.
Okay, are we camping now today? So we're gonna camp right
we're
now.
We're leaving.
It's night now.
We should probably get a move on before the rats try to if they decide to strike back. To be honest, or at least shut down the like.
That sounds nice and all, but I mean, aren't we kind of at like war and stuff? So I don't know how much free time we'd have to go get a banana.
Go to bed, concrete. We gotta get up early tomorrow.
Yeah. Barbossa, so you're going to sleep too?
Yeah, I think I'll go over there.
All right. Good night.
Sleeps way tall in the tree.
Yeah, right? Because things weren't slightly creepy.
Crosby just takes his air mattress and goes out farther away. To be alone.
I'm totally oblivious to it like that. I'm like, I'm so into it that I don't even see like anything else right now. Like, for me right now, Barbossa is like the...
I think we're getting the point.
She's like, yeah.
I'd like you to stop.
You could just hear the huffing and puffing from Tolkien inflating his mattress in the forest.
I'm like sitting on my ass with my legs open, and between my legs, I hold a gun. I just clean it while looking at Barbossa.
Oh man, Tolkien's lips weren't designed for this. He's a movesman.
At least you have a lot of lung capacity, so even if a lot of air goes to the side, you still can get some in at least. And Barbossa sleeps in a tree, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Find a nice branch up very high.
Looking at her, cleaning my weapon.
So I have four grubs that I can share with everyone. I'm going to use two, one to eat and one to remove one damage. So I have four grubs I can share with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And everyone needs to get one grub and one water.
I have no water.
All right, cool.
I only have one water left, so I cannot share that with anyone right now. But
I need one water.
I think we're running out of water.
I am going to use a feral point to eat leaves.
Okay.
Roll listen, for... I have seven rations of unclean water. Maybe we can boil them.
No. You use that.
Yeah,
the lazy boy to try to put the fire out. By the way,
all of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what you said.
Uh-oh! What happens, Tolkien?
Yeah, no, he just goes off and eats leaves.
You rolled a one there.
I did, so what happens? What do I roll again?
Do you roll a one d6?
A d6.
Two. Did you have it up, Alex, or?
Yeah, I'm there. I guess not.
Well, I guess I could have another animal power.
You must immediately either run away or fight against an individual of your choosing, friend or foe, until you or your opponent is broken. After that, you lose your ability to speak and to use tools.
Oh!
It lasts d6 days.
He is going to try and gore one of this feral moose call, and then he's just going to, like, brush, like, the hair.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You could just run away also. It says run away or fight against someone.
I like it.
I mean, he's been getting agitated, like, smelling the cooking meat.
I just want to know what happened, like, I understand mechanically what happened, but I just mean in fucking world, like, goes off to eat fucking leaves, apparently goes ape shit.
Yep.
He just walks away from the fire, he goes to, like, to the nearest tree, grabs some leaves, starts eating them, just turns, there's no intelligence in his eye.
You kind of, like, see his nostrils flaring.
He's just getting a flashback of, like, the hair eating meat.
And his hooves scraping the ground as he...
And then just bellows and charges.
Okay, I just wanted to know first, who took some grubs from me so I can remove them from my inventory?
I didn't take any.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Neither did I.
Okay. So you're charging me now?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm eating, so I'm probably not noticing you charging me.
Roll your fight.
You noticed when he just... flipped out.
He goes.
Okay. So I can roll my fight?
No. He has to roll a fight.
Yeah, it's initiative. No.
And do I want to push it? I want to push it.
Who has initiative first?
Oh,
how does initiative work?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm guessing he gets a free attack, like he said. Like, nobody's expecting it.
Yeah.
You roll 1d6 plus your agility.
Yep.
So you have 4 or 5 agility.
Me, I have 4.
Just type roll d6 plus 4. Slash.
Doesn't he have an initiative button like the rest of us?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yep.
Oh, there's a button for that?
Yeah. Okay. It's next to rolling. I don't know if you add it, but it's in the macros.
So it says the skill dice. And so how does it work?
Just roll.
Press it. It should be initiative, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you have the upper end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just hear the sounds of just your neck hairs stand as you hear the sounds of this moose getting ready to charge you.
I think I already did charge him. He already rolled.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that initiatively I thought I had a attack of opportunity.
So do I have to roll my fight now?
Oh, you can get mauled by him.
No, but if someone attacks me, I have to defend, no? With my fight?
But you're gonna... You not every time. You can choose to defend or you can choose to attack. But yeah, you can defend.
Well, I don't want to attack him at first. So if I defend, it's with my fight.
Hey, I'm going to join in.
I mean...
I'm also going to, I guess, help.
TPK! TPK!
Same so time
I'm
as
just
he
like,
does.
Whoa, what the fuck? And I don't want to get hurt. I'm just calmly cooking meat, whatever. I'm eating. Everyone is eating.
And then a moose comes at you.
Okay, so... Alexis... Six?
Yeah, I don't know how much health Cahoon has, which is a problem. I don't want to kill
him. If you break him, then you go out of your rampage at least.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. You have to fight me until I'm broken. So I don't know if there's a way to stop it.
Well, are you going to spend some antlers on that?
I was going to.
Okay. So how many are you spending?
I don't want to kill him, but I have a lot, but I don't want to kill him.
What is it? It's your...
Like your animal okay. Ability antlers.
What does it do?
Plus two modifier for each.
Oh, but you need to call it before. Okay.
Yeah. So I have to. So on my next attack, I want to do that, but I don't want to kill him. So I want to know how much health he has.
Well, it doesn't matter if you overkill. It just rolls the trauma. Unless he rolls 66, then you pierce his heart and he dies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Exactly.
We're probably gonna cast you out. To be honest.
Fair enough.
Crushed head.
Well, technically,
yeah,
you don't
guys
know.
This little fight.
Can you fucking do something, please, Jeff? Please.
But no. But I said, what do I have to do? Do I have to roll?
Are you defending or are you attacking? Yes, it's fine.
No, I'm not attacking him at first. I just want to defend. So what do I have to roll for that?
Fight.
Oh, okay.
Now it's when I find out that Cahoon's a shit kicker. Oh, he's exactly like me. Okay.
You gonna push?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'm already hurting myself.
Oh, damn it.
And you're hurting yourself more.
Yes, I am hurting myself.
Is this a fight where you have two guys just standing flailing arms against each other?
Yeah, they just keep punching each other themselves in the face.
So I've taken one damage so far out of the three I have. You've taken two damage out of...
Oh, yeah, because you've dealt me one damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
But okay. I have one damage left I can take.
Okay, now we're going into turn order.
Yeah.
So that means Cahoon is first.
Okay, well, I I just want to... Can I, like, tackle him to the ground or something?
A fight?
Yeah, it's a fight.
And that's okay. One of the options for additional successes.
Yeah.
But now I only have one strength left.
Yeah, so yep. You get to roll one die for your strength stat.
He's going to knock himself out.
Oh, no. Don't roll with that.
I'm not gonna push.
Well, okay. Again, if you did push, the fight would be over and you wouldn't be in a critical. You would not be bold. But it would make sense that your character would.
So I failed my tackle attempt.
Okay, so next one, it's Crosby.
Ooh, intercept!
Okay, so you're going to tackle him?
Oh, the
him
damage
now?
Machine's gonna get me.
Fucking tackled. Shit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit.
Well, you got me. You want to knock me out.
Is that enough to knock you out?
Yeah. I've already taken one damage and I have three.
Unless you have large, don't you?
Oh, I do.
So you could mitigate damage with that if you want.
Yeah, why not? I want to knock him out.
Wait, wait a second. I think I rolled six dice. How do I fucked up. Give me a second.
Yeah, you rolled six dice there.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not working.
Well, this fight is...
This is an angry boost, guys.
I hope you don't fight like this when you eventually come up against a Watcher.
Right? Maybe they'll fight like this, too. It's fine. Everything will just punch itself in the face. It's fine. It's fine.
It's like two blind people fighting.
Well, currently it's three blind people fighting.
I mean, it's like, what, really late at night? It's already dark out?
Mm-hmm. So let's see here.
I assume it's not that we're not touching or stumbling so much, but just not doing damage.
Yeah, it's
just
no one is getting like a good grip or no one is losing their balance. It's and you're trying to get into position and things like that. So Christian and Ed have the same initiative. Who has the highest agility?
I got a 3.
Oh no, I don't have the highest agility.
How do you have a 3 have initiative then? If you had 3 agility,
I have 4.
Oh, it probably went off of it probably went off of Faraday. That's probably what happened.
Yeah,
I just
took
the initiative thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's probably what it was. Okay then. So I technically should be faster than him anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Just put me in turn order after.
So
Crosby.
Hunter had 4 as well then, or?
Yeah.
Okay. 4. What do you have in agility?
2. I have 2.
Well, Hunter. What does Hunter or Concrete have for agility?
Concrete's got 4.
But well, Concrete's staying out of this, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. That means it's Barbossa.
Okay, so
it's the first night with us.
Yeah,
Barbossa
at the
metagame
level.
Fighting.
How much wits does Tolkien have at the metagame level?
Metagame level. Let's see, wits.
Dominate.
Oh no, you don't want to dominate him.
Dominate.
He has insane instinct.
I'm going after wits.
Confuse him.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do here. Because
with
what makes the most sense is to sedate him, so I'm going to sedate him. So
no, not again.
So you're using a potion?
I still don't know how potion, like actually using the potions offensively works. Because I know you roll with brewing potion to fucking brew the potions, but I don't know like to administer them. Like, would it just be healing, or?
Would it be like...
That would make sense, though.
I don't know. The game
considering
say
how
the book, how you
yeah, but considering how everything works, like even measure enemy, I make weapon. So I use my talents for. I use my new skills, my class skills for my talents. So it would make sense that would be healing.
Yeah.
So healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Knowing how to administer it as good as possible.
Let me check my sheet again. I'm not super great with my skills.
Well,
for this character.
You just made the character, so.
Right. I don't need to put my first aid kit, right? The first aid kit was only for doing trauma stuff, right?
Yeah. Healing damage.
I just couldn't remember what it gave the two as well. Okay. Wow.
Wow, this fight.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not going to push that. That'd be retarded, so. Apparently, I, try and get up behind him to, you know, inject him, sedate him, but I guess he moves and I get bumped away.
Yeah, you get knocked into a tree.
Yeah, so I'll try again later. I'm not gonna push that.
Let's be honest, guys. This moose is gonna gore.
That's well, it's
you know, two of us could have just rolled properly, like not just like shitheads. We probably would have just beat you right now. But yeah,
yeah, pretty much. Any one of you could have stopped him.
In then here, it would be
your turn.
Concrete and Ringo just standing there looking confused and what the hell just happened.
So I'll spend 3 points of feral points because I've just been building up feral points. Like I got to the max.
Okay.
I have myself 1 damage left, by the
plus
way.
+6 to give myself +6. Is that just skill dice or what
yeah,
does that count?
Yeah, skill dice. It's always skill dice when you add things.
My attack was again for fight 2. 8. Took 1 damage, so I'll push.
Oh dear.
So that's against me, I guess?
Yeah, I'll have one of those be knocked down and another one. What other things can I do with successes that aren't damage?
Well, I can try
you can
to
increase your initiative.
Fatigue. You can give fatigue, which is going to be way less lethal.
Yeah,
I'll just give 1 fatigue and 1 damage. So that he's knocked out.
But I have to roll my fight again.
No.
No,
oh,
you
I don't
chose to attack
defend?
Me.
Nope.
You can either is attacking me and I cannot defend myself.
Do you have armor? No, you can. You only do one or the other.
Yeah, the first initiative you defended when I got my surprise attack on you. The second time you attacked me.
Oh, okay, I
whiffed.
Understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're broken by damage now?
Yes. So I have 1 damage and 1 fatigue, right?
Yeah, no, he slams him to the ground and then just, I don't know.
Yes, I'm broken.
Kind of goes off into the woods, or does he just come to with this broken...
Do you remember, Alex, how it worked exactly?
Well,
when he's damaged, roll 2d6.
No, but for Ed, for.
Yeah, it says after that you lose an ability.
Oh yeah, roll 1d6 and you're not gonna be. You're fucked for like 6 days. I'm still gonna fight you, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, roll 1d6.
Let's see, 1d6.
What was it he couldn't do?
You temporarily lose your capacity for coherent logical thinking, blah blah. You are also completely unable to use tools. You lose the ability to communicate. So you're only gonna grunt, and that's for D6 days.
So 4 nice. Days.
So yeah, I'm gonna be.
So you can't talk. You can't use comprehend. You can't.
You're use an NPC tools. For 4 days, pretty much.
Yeah, I hope. I hope you're glad.
Okay, so Jeff, roll me 2d6.
One after the other.
Well, he can roll both because we can see which one is first, just hovering over.
Oh, it doesn't sort.
Well, you can just hold over the result, and I'm not sure if it sorts. I don't think it sorts.
Okay, no, it doesn't.
No.
No, but I said it. I rolled two different.
So ones. 4 and 5, 45.
So what does it mean?
Crushed knee, -2 to move and sneak for D6 days, and it's lethal.
Well, he needs medical treatment.
Okay, so how does it work on?
So I want to roll 1d6.
See how long your knee's crushed. Oh no.
Okay. So yeah. for
and our entire party got fucked up because you decided to eat
for 6 days.
I just love the idea that that's what caused this entire fucking fiasco.
So you're not gonna be able to talk, and your knee is fucked for these 6 days.
Also, we have the thing that it's a potentially lethal damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and
I'm gonna jump on Mister.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's staring over him.
We have no. This is still going.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I guess you knock him to the ground and then just trample his knee. Just get one of your hoofs straight onto his kneecap.
Yeah. No, he wasn't even focusing on that.
Does it spit out sparks? And we see that he's also a robot.
No sparks. Just a lot of screaming.
If I have to make a new character, I will make sure that I really love cats.
My next character was a cat.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to push that.
You don't want to be broken too?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to go ahead and, do some healing roll on Calhoun with my awesome healing roll.
Okay, well, this is the one thing here now. I want to warn you first. You only have one shot at this.
Yeah, you lost some stats, right? You took damage or you didn't take damage?
No, he didn't push.
Okay.
So he has a full set.
Yeah.
Just so you know this, you have one roll.
This is okay. One roll you can push.
Do. Can he push?
Okay.
He can
I'll
push
be able
it.
To push it, yeah. So let's go for it. With all my sweet, sweet stuff. With all the skills my daddy taught me. One success I needed, I used, I guess, apparently some of the first aid kit.
Not necessarily, unless you push it.
Oh, okay.
So is
I don't
one
need
success
to,
enough?
I think it is. That's for stabilizing it so you don't die.
Yep. He's stabilized.
If I wanted to push it and, like, heal some more, that would just, what, like, knock off some days of how
this
fucked
is,
up he is?
This is just for
good?
Stabilizing.
Okay, then. We're good, then.
So he's not dying anymore now.
I rolled my full 12 fucking dice for that, since it was physical damage and I have surgeon.
Yep, so he's not dying, at least.
But
he's
broken.
Your knee is still broken. There's not much you can do about changing that. And you're still broken from damage.
Okay, but can I...
But I'm you're stuck, not dying.
Can I eat grubs to heal myself?
No, you can't do anything.
No. Yeah, not you yet. Can't do anything. Someone need to do a heal roll on you to get you unbroken.
My next turn, I'll break you, but yeah.
Yeah, so Barbossa can heal me next turn.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I guess that's it again. Now you don't have to fight anymore.
Yeah.
Tolkien's
just wandering off,
and,
yeah.
Curl up into the fetal position.
What the fuck happened? Jesus Christ.
And I'm just like on the ground with the, what is it, the Family Guy or whatever's going.
Yeah, since we're out of combat, I'm gonna go ahead and do another heal check. It's physically broken, right? It's damage broken?
He is broken from damage, yes.
Yeah, so I can do that 12 roll again, cool.
Yep.
That unbreaks him at least. He doesn't really heal too much. I know, right? Onto a fucking dice. Glad we weren't fighting things.
Well,
like,
he's
majorly.
Not broken anymore, but he's still taking damage, but he's not in the state condition broken. So you can now talk and do things. You're still very, very hurt. But
okay, so I healed one, right?
Yeah.
So right now I could eat grubs, two grubs to complete
my... It's not ill. It doesn't work like that. You need to rest. It's a full rest. It's when you take 6 hours of sleep and
you need to eat and rest.
You don't fight. So... It's not like video games where you're just going to be like eating large wheels of cheese while you're fighting a dragon. This is not Skyrim.
So right now I'm at 2 damage out of 3 and I have to wait a day to heal myself?
Yeah.
If you eat two grub and then sleep, you'll be fine when you wake
up.
Well,
except if you still have a crushed knee.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, technically, we're going to sleep, so...
Can you calm down? We're still in the scene right now.
No, I know, but... Anyway. After the fight,
You're going to be okay. It just looks like you got a broken knee there. It'll heal up in a few days.
Thank you.
Elgin's just moping in the fetal position over there.
I'm just like, what the fuck?!
So,
while Tolkien is making moose sounds.
Yeah, I'm going to be yelling at Tolkien.
And he's just going to be moose sounding.
Yeah, no, he's making moose sounds.
And I can't, like, therapy to help him, like, cope with any of that stuff, right?
Nope.
Okay, then yeah, I didn't take that talent. I focused on surgery this time around.
Nice.
So, yeah, I guess just going to, you know, move him over to his air mattress, I guess, and just put him to sleep.
You're going to
crazy
sedate him?
Man, sleep it off.
You're just sedate him or something?
I don't feel that I need to. He doesn't seem to be a threat to anyone or himself right now, right? He's just kind of curled up crying and making weird noises. So I'm just going to lay him on his little bed and hope that he just goes to sleep on his own. And if he, you know, progresses into the night, refusing to go to sleep, just making noises, then I guess, yeah, I'll sedate him then. But otherwise, yeah.
He might wander off, though, in the night.
I guess that is a risk. Yeah, we'll sedate him, fuck it.
But yeah, no, he just is quiet.
It's 2 successes. I don't know how this really affects my sedating, since I just roll a d6 afterwards.
Yeah, it's pretty much, you just need a success for it. Guess it's for judging doses and stuff.
That knocks out 5 confusion, if that's enough to knock you out, you're unconscious?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay, then. And yeah, he goes to sleep.
So I don't think you can use potions in battle.
There's the offensive ones, because they're sedating.
No, I know, but it talks specifically about damage. Consumption.
Hmm.
It's not the needle or anything like that. Like, the person has to drink it. It's not
interesting.
It's not like you can go like...
I don't understand why they would give you...
It's to fool people into drinking
it. I guess.
It.
It's weird.
Or, like, slipping and stuff.
It's kind of odd, but I guess. Okay. I'll keep that in mind, then. That kind of... makes it so that I have, like, no combat potential, though, but okay. I mean, I already kind of couldn't do anything against inorganic things, so who knows? I guess I need to get a fucking gun or something.
Yeah.
We'll make that happen.
Okay, so, after this interesting evening, I guess it's about time we called the game now?
Yeah.
We didn't really get far.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Didn't
I wanted
anything.
I picked the wrong choice. I should have ran away.
No, it's okay. It's hilarious. It's okay. I was against everyone.
Choice.
Yeah, it's okay. It's perfectly fine.